My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Got the full crew back. Mm-hmm. Cakes is back. Bish Bucks here. EB here. I'm John Paul Flame. Time now to hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, Cakes, you know Eric-Bickle-3. You know
that is your Venmo.
What
yes.
is that? That's my
Venmo? That's your Venmo account, yes.
This is from Brian.
That tells me that your Venmo account just got $5 more swole.
No, it actually got $7.90. You're away, Cakes. Ah. It was congrats on your 79.
Okay.
More golf talk, please. For this money, please ask Lurch, when is he rescheduling our round at Riverbend with Scott McBrien and Yak? Thanks. There you go.
Who's that?
This is from Brian, your buddy Brian.
What's Brian's last name?
I'll tell you during a break. Right. I don't know if he wants it.
That's the lead on Hit the Skins?
Yes. Yes.
All right, we'll have to do that.
Interesting.
I haven't talked to Scotty Mack in a while, but we'll do that. 100%.
All right. Okay, so, you know.
And Yak.
We could talk
who's
about.
Who's the better player of the two?
And Scott McBrien's like a 3.
I would have guessed Scott McBrien,
Yak's,
too.
Yak, no offense I think Yak's, to Yak. Around, Yak's around a 10.
Right.
Okay. Pretty good.
But I've seen Yak shoot high 70s, and I've, you know.
My current index, 10.2. Just for you, like people that like golf talk. 21 rounds so far, low 79, high 90, average 85.
I saw that degenerate Yak and his wife out at MGM. I believe his wife cashed in my event.
He was talking about
they
that.
They are degens.
They're big time
full
poker players.
They are degens, and I love them Cindy. For it. Just all love right. them.
We could get into the game. We've already done some of that, but let's do some just sort of larger issues.
The
couple
macro
things.
Issues.
Yes. First of all, they're going to redo the Sean Taylor thing.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
They announced that over the weekend.
Easiest move ever. Yeah. That,
I mean, literally,
goes without saying.
That thing is a 10-cent mannequin.
They can send those coat hangers back.
One of the most embarrassing moments.
They called it an installation, right? The Sean Taylor installation.
Can we?
They're uninstalling the installation.
Did we ever? Can we talk about what we know about that?
I'm guessing this is from the dinner with Jason Wright.
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Just talk about it. Just
all right.
Go ahead.
Drab. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're about to say.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about until you talk about it.
Do you know who was in charge of that project? Do you know who was in charge of that project?
In charge of the Sean Taylor installation.
Whoever was.
This is reportedly.
Okay.
Well, I know now they're going to get the family involved, right?
Allegedly, huh?
Now they're going to get the family involved. Right. That's kind of the next step.
I believe this to be true. If I'm wrong, sorry.
Okay.
I believe this to be true. That Ron's kid was in charge of that whole thing.
Oh, old Nepo baby in charge.
I believe
allegedly.
That's to be true.
Ron Rivera's
Someone
son?
Told me that. I don't know if it's daughter, son, but the family was involved in that. Because you know how,
Didn't he have a son that was on the coaching staff?
Listen.
Couldn't have been him, right?
I was told by somebody, I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I was told by somebody that somebody in Ron's family was involved in that, sort of in charge of all of that.
One of the Riveras messed something up. They did a substandard
Cakes,
job.
I should have asked him that when I saw him at Pebble in the gallery breakfast spot.
I didn't hear about that.
Regardless, it's meaningless. I might even be wrong. Okay? That's what I was told.
Any opportunity to pile on Ron.
Whatever it was, it was embarrassing. I didn't verify it,
but I was told it by somebody that I believe. But whatever.
Whatever it was, it was embarrassing.
Not a journalist. It was embarrassing.
Very.
And they're going to rectify it. Okay.
Yeah. Is there a timetable on that?
No. But there is a timetable on the new stadium.
Hey, Josh, can you share a little bit of the decision to remove the Sean Taylor Memorial and commission a new statue to be built in the future?
Yeah, I think that honoring our alumni and obviously Washington football, the glory of Washington football, 3 Super Bowls, we have a lot. But Sean Taylor is particularly important for obvious reasons. And I wanted to make sure that he had a first-class memorial, first-class exhibit. And so we've been working closely with the Taylor family and came to the decision jointly that it was probably time to look for something new. And we'll be considering that over the next season with the family.
Yeah, it's Josh Harris' follow-up. That installation, it was a big steaming pile, and it's no longer going to be in our stadium.
It's been refurbished, by the way. It really is cheap, just like plasticky. It's
horrible.
Brutal.
It's a piece of garbage, and they can't get rid of it fast enough.
Right. So we were at my house. We have a bunch of people spending a few nights with us when Cornell's in town in a couple weeks. Got some parents staying with us. So my wife is doing the inevitable. We got to get rid of stuff.
Okay.
So we're just getting rid of stuff.
Decluttering.
That Sean Taylor installation would go in the dumpster with all the other stuff sending to the dumpster. Yeah.
I wouldn't even send it
to Goodwill. I would take it right to the dumpster.
Is it just going to get incinerated? Like it's a weird like...
Maybe they'll
collector.
Put it.
It's like a weird like cult collector item for like a super Commander's mark.
Maybe somebody would want it in their suite or something.
Maybe yeah. I don't know.
You know, I don't know.
They should just put it on eBay and just donate whatever money to a charity and see what it fetches.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm lend some credence to your theory.
All right, thank you.
Just that, Christa Rivera.
Not a theory. Several people. I mean, whatever.
His job title. Was senior manager special projects. That seems like it would be a special project.
All right. Yeah.
I was told that's who was in charge of it.
Okay.
But.
You know what? I believe you and your source.
Thank you.
Even though I don't know who your source is, but I believe you.
Thank you.
I mean, it was a horrible job, but what if there was just a budget and that's the best they could do with the budget?
I'm sure there was.
What was the budget? $15?
Yeah. I don't know how much it costs. Maybe that's what Snyder said. Here's your budget.
They got
$2,000.
They literally looked like they got some coat hangers.
Put it right
and
in front
jersey.
Of the porta potties.
And they had like some artist sculpt it with coat hangers.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Now, his daughter, man, talk about nepotism. It looks like she was the senior producer of social media for the Commanders. Right. At least there's somebody named Courtney Rivera. I'm guessing that's his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look.
Because she was
in a powerful position,
shockingly, with the Carolina Panthers.
If you're in
before.
A position to give your kids high-paying, cushy jobs,
yeah, we should all be
lucky. You're probably going to do it, right? He was in charge of everything,
right?
Including hiring.
So a couple other little tidbits here, and then we'll get into the name stuff a little bit. I know it's important. Harris said 2030 reasonable target for the new Commander Stadium. Cakes.
Yeah.
So we talked about that last week. It feels like that's a lot further away maybe than you had anticipated. But honestly, we're almost at 2025. It ain't that far away.
They haven't even picked a site at this point.
Like, I don't think 5 years is that far away.
I think 2030 might be an aggressive
that might
number.
Be, might be early because they don't even have an effing site right now, let alone...
How firm is that? People throw out the 2030 date for when you want it open. How firm is that in terms of when you, you know?
Yeah, it's a target. I think it's a realistic target. I mean, I wouldn't say that, again, like there's, you know, a lot, there's political things that need to occur. There's land zoning, a whole lot of other things. A lot of it is not within our control. So there's no way to predict a specific date, but I think that's a reasonable target.
Right, exactly.
It's reasonable. It's a target. It could be 2032.
Now, the bigger issue that made more waves is, and I know that Valdez has some audio of this, is the whole team name thing. I know I've got a few listeners here.
This is Matt Valdez.
That are insistent that they're just waiting for the right time to bring back the name. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it would be wonderful. I think there's nothing wrong with the name, but the problem is with the advertiser pressure. It just takes one boycott and... You know, you're back in, you know, doo-doo city. So I just don't think it's going to happen.
No, that's not happening.
Reiterated some of that.
And you've made it pretty clear throughout that the name's not a priority right now. Is there any research that you have being done to see if the name is resonating with fans more than it was initially? Or is that something that matters to you at all if it is growing in popularity?
It does matter. I just think that, and certainly, like we've been very clear, we can't, for obvious reasons, the old name can't come back. But right now, we're focused on things that unify the team around our football team, right? And unify the city around our football team. And so, you know, the first objective is we got to start winning football games. And we need everyone supporting the team and not things that might, you know, drive people apart. Secondly, obviously, you know, we're trying to find a new home. And again, unifying the city around that is important. And so, and you know, the name is one of those things that like, a lot of opinions. But I mean, I can't say, I've certainly not forgotten. I mean, like I said, I grew up here, okay? So I understand it. And, you know, we brought back, we're gonna start to do things that bring us back to our heritage, honoring our past. You know, the gold, you saw the gold pants. Those are easy things to do. So. We are doing research, and we're thinking about it, but like right now, we're prioritizing the things that we've talked about, and that's kind of the rationale for it.
Didn't Bruce Allen get mocked all the time for just bringing back the gold pants? He's the king of the gold pants.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly, but
people killed me all for that.
They're kind of in a difficult bind, I guess. For me, it's all the same sort of. Listen, the name's brutal. I wish they had never changed it, but. It's not like I disassociate Riggins and Theismann and those guys with this team. They're still burgundy and gold, even though my wife last night said they look like the friggin' Steelers, and she wasn't wrong.
A lot of hate for those black uniforms. I don't think this will shock you.
You like them.
I kind of like them.
Well, you're a Raiders guy.
I've been a Raiders guy. This
theory,
is true.
I think in theory, black uniforms might work.
Yeah.
These look like the Steelers.
It's black.
Yeah, like pretty similar.
Steelers have a pretty good look. If you're gonna
not the Steelers. We're not the Steelers. We're the freaking
understood
skins.
I personally
can't say commit.
I don't hate the black unis. I don't hate them.
All right. Either way, they're trying. They feel some sort of because we've talked to Jason about this multiple times. They're definitely the organization. I think feels some sort of. That there is some sort of disconnect between the old, you know, the Redskin heritage or something. And you can see they try to throw the logo up places. They're trying to do stuff to I don't think it's that big an issue. I think every Skins fan I know knows Doug Williams. I mean, part of this organization. The name stinks.
And a lot
no
of them,
doubt about it.
And a lot of those people still call them the Skins.
Yeah. I just try to... You know, if the one person on earth is offended by Redskins, I just say Skins.
Well, let me just say this. Thank God, as they were doing the tour and showing the refurbishing of the artist formerly known as FedEx Field, they're taking you through the hallways. And thankfully, thank you, Josh Harris and company, when they have the old, you know, photos of the Fun Bunch high-fiving or whatever, they still have the Redskins logo on the side of the helmet.
Yeah, did they say at one point they were blurring it out?
They're not obscuring history like they are in other spots on Twitter.
Yeah, it's insanity. Internet,
which is insane. Which they show, like, sometimes they'll show old Super Bowl highlights and you can't see the helmet. They blur out the helmet. Thank you, Josh Harris, for doing that.
All right,
being such a maniac.
He also talked about the search for a new team. You don't have that? I thought you had that audio. Oh, okay. So, you know, we had dinner with Jason Wright. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And Jason's publicly said he's going to work throughout the season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think Jason just thinks it's a good time to kind of step away and move on. They're going to obviously want to replace him. I know that, you know, some people are, they feel sort of way maybe about Jason. I will say this. If what he's telling us is accurate, and I have no reason to believe it's not, he's grown the ticket base tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you what it's at, but the number he told us that it was at when he took over is shocking. Shocking how low the season ticket base was when he took over.
Right.
And at the end of the
day, how much it's grown.
And at the end of the day, that's really what his job was. Grow that ticket base, grow that suite revenue.
Right.
And, you know, I think he feels very good about where they are with that. So
saw some of the pictures of the Tunnel Club.
Yes.
$15,000 to pay for that.
It's pricey. That's a pricey really? Ask. And that's on top of you already have to have a suite and or season tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not all inclusive. That's just an add-on
bonus. Guys that are
bonus.
Super loaded, though, they don't care.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even know if it's a tax write-off. It probably is.
It probably is.
And then I retweeted the prices of what they're charging.
Yeah. Go through that. Go through that for people like, that didn't see that.
Spike seltzer / lemonade.
All right. So basically like a Surfside, essentially. But Surfside's not a seltzer, just to be clear.
No bubbles.
But anyway.
$18.49.
Oh, my God.
A large premium beer. Now, I'm told this is a 24-ouncer,
premium
so
beer,
it's like two.
Heineken?
Sure. I don't know. But a large premium beer goes for $17.49.
All right, so that's two.
So what are they, 24 ounces?
I mean, it's pricey, but it's not.
I get bitter, but go ahead.
A regular craft beer. $16.99. Then a large domestic beer like a Bud Light, $16.49. A premium canned cocktail, $15.49. A Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Have you seen this?
Yeah. I have not.
$7.
$7.99.
Well, I almost tweeted this, but I didn't want to get into it with people.
Yeah.
I bought a Gatorade at Shell. It was $3.80, and my head exploded.
Hold on, was it a bit? Was it at least like the 24-ouncer or 32?
It was 28 ounces, not 32, 28.
28, all right.
Okay, basically three gulps, and it's gone.
Yeah, it's not great.
Listen. Those are
big gulps.
I was paying $10 at the convention center for one. And
but it gets you bitter when you can go into Giant or Safeway and they have them on special for like $3 for $5.
Well,
like that, it gets you bitter.
It does, but you got to get them on special because the prices of everything are just going up.
You literally have to go into a Commander game, tailgate for a couple hours, right? And then tell yourself, I'm going to buy one drink.
Well, you're going to make it a bottle of soda because it's $6.99 or a bottle of water is $5.99.
I don't know. You just said one drink.
Maybe it's too late for them to do anything about this upcoming season. I wouldn't be stunned if Harris and company follow the Arthur Blank blueprint of what they did in Atlanta and really just to try to win fans back. And
I would be stunned. Because
I wouldn't be stunned.
This would be the time to do it, Cakes. What are they waiting for?
Could have done
maybe,
it.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
here's
this is where Harris looks at this is where we're going to make a bunch of money.
Think about this. We talked about with people, they want to recoup some of that $6 billion that they put in.
That's a lot. It's a big investment.
They didn't buy this team for a billion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A billion's outrageous. It's like $6 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He probably did that when he bought the Sixers and the Devils.
Yeah.
Probably started jacking prices.
They're not really in the business of just giving away money and not seeing a return on their investment.
Yeah. Here's how they're going to get the return.
Yeah.
When they start winning games.
Right, in the stadium.
Start winning games. If Jaden lives up to the hype, then people will happily pay $6 for a bottle of water if that's what they want.
Yeah.
I will say
that'll be an issue.
Cakes, I had a fantasy draft last night, and you know, you always wait for the last draft pick to take your team defense.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Very last team on the draft board, the Commanders.
Woof.
Hold on. Every other team defense was taken? Are you in a 30-team league? What's happening?
They were the last. They were the lowest-ranked team.
Oh, lowest-ranked.
Yes.
Of all.
They were the lowest-ranked team defense on the fantasy draft
board. Oh, you mean they weren't selected, though?
No, of course not. They were the lowest ranked.
Yeah, well, they were dead last last year.
Yeah. Who picked them?
That's what I'm saying, but you think, all right, well, we add some players.
Right.
You know, you added some linebackers. You added a couple defensive linemen. They were still the lowest ranked defense.
Can't fix it all in one offseason.
800-636-1067 is the number. We will talk more Commanders. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Jungle.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
College football season has started. Week zero on Saturday. Game day was in Dublin. McAfee was talking about how many Guinness pints he was drinking.
I mean, he was getting good and hammered.
Apparently he was.
Yeah.
Nick Saban has joined the crew, so he was up there giving his thoughts on all these on these teams and conference realignment.
How is he? Is he charismatic?
He's Nick Saban, yeah. He's good.
Did you like Seamus picking the games as the guest picker?
I think I had turned it off by then.
Okay.
Is that a wrestler?
Yes. Yeah, Irish.
Irish wrestler, yes.
Irish dude. Very pasty, but very strong.
But
big dude.
Florida State, of course, came into the week ranked 10, lose to Georgia Tech, 24-21. Aiden Burr, the kicker for Georgia Tech, kicked a game winner. He tore his ACL a year ago, and he kicked the game winner for the win. So big win for Brent Key, the coach of Georgia Tech, and they beat the Florida State Seminoles 24-21. Crowd was – it was packed, and you know, they were jacked up for that game. It was pretty cool to watch, but just because college football is finally back. And Haynes King, the quarterback for Georgia Tech, did a really good job. Didn't throw for a ton of yards, but he's a dual-threat kid. He ran for 10 touchdowns last year. I think he ran for about 60 yards in this game, but he had some nice runs on some key drives to extend them. And anyway, so Florida State goes down in week one or week zero.
Their quarterback only has
in a conference game.
Right, third team.
DJU is on his third team. His career passing percentage in 3 years, well, two and a half years, is under 60%.
He wasn't terrible in this game.
He's just not consistent enough. Yeah. He had a nice drive to tie it at the end before Georgia Tech went down to kick the field goal, but he's just not consistent enough. I think it's going to be an issue.
Now, Florida State last year was undefeated until the bowl game, right?
Yep. Jordan Travis got hurt. That's why they didn't make the playoffs.
And then nobody played in that playoff game for them.
So there were four games. All four dogs covered. SMU was a huge favorite over Nevada out in Reno. Of course, SMU is now in the ACC. They were 28.5-point faves. They were trailing by 13 to go in the fourth quarter. Not a good performance from SMU.
You had Nevada. You're never sweating it.
Never sweating it. And Nevada's won a total of four games the last 2 years. They went 2-10 and 2-10. And they were beating SMU going into the fourth. But SMU comes back. They score 16 points in the fourth. They win that 29-24. So all four dogs covered in week zero. Thursday night, the games start for week one. I mean, there's about 20 games on Thursday. There's four or five games on Friday. And then Saturday, to kick off the Saturday slate, Georgia and Clemson playing in Atlanta. Cakes has said he picked up Maryland's defense in college fantasy.
I did.
And he's going to sit Georgia's defense because Maryland plays UConn.
Maybe I'm outsmarting myself. I don't do that very often, but maybe that could be the case here. Maybe a fancy play.
But so Maryland will play UConn to open up, and there are some really, really good matchups on Saturday. Georgia-Clemson is going to be fun. You've got... Well, this is on Sunday. You've got LSU and USC. You've got Texas A&M and Notre Dame. You've got Miami and Florida. There's four or five pretty good matchups in the top 25. Virginia Tech's going to play Vanderbilt down in Nashville, which I'll be at. I called the hotel I'm going to stay at. I said, just a question. You know, I looked on the map, but I've never been to Nashville, so I don't know how far these hotels are from the campus. And I said, how far away is the hotel from Vanderbilt's football stadium? Oh, he goes, 2 blocks.
Right.
I said, silly.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I said, that's perfect.
Hold on. You would rather call them than just like Google map it?
I just told you I Google mapped it.
Okay. But
I just wanted to make sure.
I forgot that part.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Because I don't know how big these blocks are and how crowded it's going to be. I mean, okay. I've never been down there.
Okay.
I've never been to
you're
Broadway.
You're doing some intel. You're doing a little bit of recon about the place.
In December, I had like breakfast there on the campus, essentially.
Did you?
Near where we were staying.
How big is the campus?
I didn't tour the whole thing, but I went to like a breakfast spot that was it was a bunch of students there.
Yeah.
The swim team was there, whatever.
Yeah.
And you could see the football stadium. It looked like it was under construction. Like were some renovations going on or something.
For a long time, it's been a big giant dump.
It kind of looks like a dump.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Don't expect anything silly
about it. I'm sure it's getting upgraded, but
yeah. There was a lot of construction around.
They've been doing construction the last couple of years. So last year, I think they didn't have any stands at one point. Like the whole thing was demolished weeks before the season.
Yeah, it's First Bank.
I mean, it looked like a rickety old hoop.
Yeah, it was.
It's First
like
Bank
even
Stadium.
In December, from what I could gather.
Which is kind of weird because Vanderbilt always strikes me as just a school that's
they got a boatload of money.
Loaded with cash. Now their football team has been historically bad forever. I'm not pouring any resources into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that'll be on Saturday. It's going to be 92 degrees down in Nashville. A 12 o'clock
spicy.
Kickoff.
You better bring that sunblock.
I'm not that happy about that. But Chris Dorian still working on some tickets. You missed this. I'm going through Chris Dorian to get some tickets.
Oh, okay. Good. That's a good connection to have.
He's got a connection through the SEC network.
All right.
Got another guy that's trying to hook me with four tickets.
You know what? If it's 92 degrees out, if somehow Chris Dorian pulls you an air-conditioned suite, well, that's probably not even not even an option.
I don't know. I've don't know anything about First Bank Stadium.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm getting suite tickets.
Probably
I'm
going to
get regular section 105 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Be sitting with the common man.
So the Nats, kind of a big night for the Nats.
Are we going to hit our number?
You're going to hit your number.
We should.
It's going to be close.
Tonight's a big night, yes.
Well, we've got 59 wins. We need 60, so we need 8 wins.
I think we're going to get there. But
we
it's
need 8 wins.
A little bit.
You got
a
sweat. You're supposed to have a sweat.
Well, it's a sweat.
Now, it doesn't help that they're playing the Yankees for the next three.
Right.
Maybe they can salvage one
just
game.
Just get one there. Just take one out of three.
But Aaron Judge will probably hit like 6 bombs in that spark. He's got
but
51.
Maybe you get a Dylan Cruz bomb.
But Dylan Cruz
missile.
Dylan Cruz getting called up tonight from Rochester. number two overall pick last year in the draft. So you're going to have Dylan Cruz playing tonight. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, of course, are in town. Aaron Judge hit two bombs yesterday, so he's got 51.
I think he's on pace for 63.
He's on pace for 63, and he's hit 50 home runs three times in his career, and he's the fifth player in Major League Baseball history with three-plus seasons of 50 or more. Babe Ruth did it four times. McGuire did it four times. Sammy Sosa did it four times. A-Rod did it three.
You guys are all on roids. Literally every guy you mentioned were on roids, right?
Besides Ruth.
Except Babe Ruth. Yeah. Even that guy was just on alcohol and nicotine.
Yeah, and hot dogs. Did they even have steroids in the 1920s?
No, but I think they had amphetamines and that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, they had stuff, yeah.
But I don't think he didn't seem like he was too concerned about his health.
No.
Babe. Yeah.
One team that's not getting to 66 wins is the Chicago White Sox.
100 losses,
they
right?
They got their 100th loss yesterday. So they are 29 and 100.
They're 29 and 100?
I'm sorry, 31 and 100.
Okay, 31. Yeah. Yeah, so still horrendous.
31.
They're not even dead last in attendance.
Oh, how can they not be?
Three teams are lower than the White Sox.
Is Oakland worse?
Oakland, yes. The Marlins.
Yes.
And who else?
How could anybody go to White Sox games when you're
Oakland,
you've
the
lost
Marlins,
100 games?
Who else doesn't support their baseball team?
I don't know. Maybe Tampa?
Tampa. Good call.
Hey, Oakland's averaging, according to ESPN.com, 9,877. Miami's 12,975. Tampa, 16,893.
Hey, props to Keegan Bradley. Won the BMW out in Colorado yesterday. So he moves up to, I think he moved up to
six. Yeah, I think he barely got in too, right?
Yeah.
Was he one of those guys that was barely in?
Yeah, so.
I thought I saw he was the last one in.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was just awesome. So Tour Championship is this weekend at East Lake in Atlanta. Denny McCarthy needed to finish tied for 14th to get into the top 30. He finished 26th, I believe. He's got a hip problem. Might need surgery. I think he's got something torn in his hip. So he's going to probably need surgery. But anyway, so props to Keegan Bradley. And the Tour Championship is this weekend. And the U.S. Open starts today.
Yeah, my daughter was out there Thursday.
She's not there
Friday.
Anymore, is she?
She's there today. She was there Thursday and Friday doing videos.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow her on TikTok. The Hungry Foodie. And Eats with Kelsey on Instagram. And then she's doing more videos today.
Mm-hmm.
And then she heads back to LA tomorrow. Saw her over the weekend in New Jersey at my brother's. Hey, if your old car or truck has seen better days, donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation and turn that unwanted vehicle into support for our veterans. You'll get free pickup and a tax break, and our veterans will get the life-saving services they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. 877-718-HERO or go to purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today. Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV.
So on Friday, before I played in the Cakes Classic at MGM, I moved my son into the University of Maryland to his new apartment. Move-in day. So I had all these, memories have flooded back to me from previous move-in days where everything's crazy. It's chaotic. It's usually hot because mm-hmm. it's late August. It's hard to park. It's just, you can't get a cart to move stuff. It's like impossible.
So beginning his sophomore year or junior year?
Junior year.
Yeah. Wow, time's flying.
So he's having a glow up accommodations-wise because year one he lived in Hagerstown Hall, mm-hmm. which is
meat and potatoes basic.
It's been there since the 60s, probably, yeah. late 50s. No air conditioning. It's one of the few dorms still left on the Maryland campus with no air conditioning. That was his freshman year. Last year, he lived in Leonardtown, which you guys are familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Valdez, I think, lived there, too.
I did.
It's part of the campus, but it's really not. It's detached. You're back behind frat row. You're not even, really a part of the campus.
Was it old or new Leonardtown?
There's a difference?
Yeah.
I'm assuming old. from the accommodations.
Was it brick or was it blue?
Oh, it was definitely brick.
Okay, yeah, those new.
That's new? That's considered new?
That's new Leonardtown.
Okay, anyway. So now he's living on South Campus Commons, which is right on campus, newer. But I'm still, like, bracing myself for chaos during move-in day. I was pleasantly surprised. Smoothest move-in experience I've ever experienced for any of my kids going into college. No lines. No waiting for a cart. No people on the elevators.
That's great.
It was like a ghost town. I couldn't believe my good fortune.
Oh. It was
unbelievable.
I think a lot of people I think a lot of people are still traveling.
Maybe.
I know that my brother, I was in Summit, New Jersey, and he said that where he lives in Summit, New Jersey, he said it was a ghost town.
Right.
So because everybody's getting that last week of vacation in.
Maybe.
Now they don't start school, like the public schools don't start school there until after Labor Day.
But like the move-in window at College Park this fall is August 22nd through August 25th.
Yeah.
It was right there in the middle of it.
And classes start today?
They start today.
Yeah.
I was expecting just an F-word of palooza. And I was in and out in 45 minutes.
Perfect. What kind of poster
that
situation
is awesome.
Fantastic.
What kind of poster situation has your son had in the past? I think
is
about the posters
guy?
I put up
do kids do
in
posters?
My room.
I don't
so
know
if
kids do posters anymore.
I don't know that he does. I don't know that he was a poster guy.
Now, yeah, I don't know.
His dad was a poster guy back in college.
Yeah.
You think I didn't have some Rat and some Motley Crue posters
right.
in
it's so
in
funny.
My rooms.
So funny you mentioned
that. Crazy.
So, you know, I told you that we got people coming over. So my wife is like, we got to get rid of stuff.
Sure.
It's embarrassing. I finally gave her permission to get rid of my Bo Jackson. I've had it in the garage for 20 years.
The one you had hanging at Norwich?
No, but you know how you would put a foam core on the back of it?
Sure.
So I felt it upgraded it a little bit. And it was the Bo Jackson one where he's got the shoulder pads.
Right.
Yep.
And the maybe the baseball hat. The baseball bat behind.
Right. Yeah.
And it just brought me back to a great time in my life.
Did you have it up? Was it on a wall?
It was in my garage.
That's a no.
On its end.
I didn't even have it on the wall.
I could have hung it. No, I mean, it was a little nicked around the corners, but it just brought me back to a fond part time of my life.
Yeah.
Dude,
I finally gave her the nod. Yes, I said,
okay. It's time. It's finally time.
You can throw it away.
I mean, I had the cliche, my first ever dorm room. Well, I shared that dorm, so I don't remember if I had posters that first semester, but I had a room to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I lucked out my sophomore year, and I had these two, I mean, just absurdly hot women on the posters in black and white, showing some underboob.
Right.
Determination. It said determination. Like, that was going to give me a determination
so
to work out.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, they're silly.
Leaves an impression on you.
It's no, seared into your brain.
I got today at 8:30. I got a guy, you know, so dumb. I got a guy coming over. We're painting a room. We're doing all the odds. He's fixing my fence.
We or he?
He, but I'm paying
30.
For it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
So hired a handyman.
Hired a handyman. He's doing a bunch of handy dandy stuff. It's stuff that I could care less about. Like,
so you're finally getting that fence fixed. The tops.
Finally getting the fence fixed.
Or did you? I thought you decided to take off all the
tops.
That's
what I was going to do, but wasn't going to work. So we did that. We're doing that. We're painting a perfectly good room. There's no reason for new paint.
Is it a guest room?
It's my son's old bedroom.
Okay.
Which two of my kids will never live at home ever again unless they, you know, come home for a week or two or a month or two or six months before they get married.
Like, but Dina wants to paint it.
She wants to paint it, you know, white.
Yeah.
When we moved into the house, it was in that era 18 years ago where paint colors were a thing. Now everyone just paints everything white. I'm moving furniture down the basement. I'm putting stuff in the garage. I'm nicking walls. I'm not good at it, Cakes. I told her it's the last couch I ever move because I got bitter.
Moving couches stinks.
It basically was a big-ass love seat, and I had to take it from the top floor all the way to the basement.
Mm.
She was yelling at me that I was nicking the walls. Well, it barely fit the friggin' stairway.
Right.
Like, I mean, sorry. Why are we moving it? We don't even need to move it.
It's an unnecessary move.
This is silly. Why?
She wants the house ready for your guests.
Silly in a good way.
Yeah, like everything's fine. Let's just, you know, clean up some stuff and vacuum.
Yeah.
Why do we have to redo the whole house? Huh? Can't hear you.
Now you have a bunch of bows there. Bo Nix.
So hold on. You got to do all this stuff just because you have guests like staying for like a week?
Yeah.
Got to make an impression.
For 3 days.
For three days? Yeah, because, of guests?
Well, I mean, it's also probably something that in her mind we should have done 10 years ago. Do you understand? I don't know.
You didn't tell her that guests usually stay in something called a hotel?
Well, no, we invited them.
Airbnb?
We invited them. It's a nice thing. We invite them.
Air EB.
Yeah.
Airbnb.
We like that.
Case never has people over.
Never.
It's kind of
standard. You never have guests come over and stay at the house? Family members?
I mean, family members? Huh? Yeah. Pretty rare. Yeah, I can't recall.
I guess not.
I just can't recall it.
No, like Vinny and Joe, when they come in, they sleep in Steven's old room.
I mean, my kids' friends will like crash in the basement, but like.
Yeah. Right. That's normal.
But I'll have to clean up for them.
No, but like. So we
have to move stuff around.
We have two families coming over, and one will stay in Meg's room. That's fine. Although it's kind of in transition. Steven's room is a forest fire. I mean, it's unbelievable what's in there, just literally. And then he just has these nub single beds. So now I got to get a new bed. So now I'm getting new friggin' queen bed so that when guests come, you know, it's just.
So you're ordering a new queen bed for that room?
It's expensive.
It's just a lot of dumb
the house
stuff.
Is in transition. I remember
the house is in transition.
Like my mom's house.
Can we just say our house
once
is in transition?
Once the kids start getting out of the house, like my mom's house. Transition my bedroom eventually, which for some reason I had two single beds in my bedroom. You remember that?
Sure.
Eventually it became a queen size bed so that my grandmother, when she came, could stay comfortably on that bed.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You slowly phase out the kids' rooms and they turn into guest rooms or whatever.
All his kid poster stuff kind of broke my heart a little bit.
Right.
Because I still think of it as my son's room. But we're taking down.
He's a man. He don't need his kid stuff anymore.
Well, he probably never stayed there anymore. Right. I mean, he lives in New York City right now.
My oldest son is 27. I guess at some point I'll take down like the football pennants that are in his room.
You're going to have to.
That's the first thing. We balled up a Wizards pennant yesterday.
Right. Oh,
she asked me for permission.
My heart.
You didn't find like nudie mags in his bedroom.
No. But my wife was brave. She was going through all his backpacks. I was like,
Oh yeah.
Who knows what's in there?
Not doing that,
bro. I've been doing that moving for weeks, moving stuff from the garage, moving stuff out, moving stuff from the garage up to the rooms, new beds.
I've been doing it in the garage.
New desk. I've been doing it for weeks.
Well, I don't do that stuff. I said,
it's a pain in the butt.
Put it in the garage and never look at it again. Who cares?
It's kind of embarrassing if you have people come from out of town and they have to sleep in two single beds. That's kind of embarrassing.
I know. But for 3 days, they can survive.
Yeah,
they can survive. It's just embarrassing.
The problem is that the single beds, I don't know anything about beds. I couldn't know less about them
except
other than
sleep number beds.
I like sleep number beds. It's the only bed I know anything about. But I don't know anything about single beds. And my son's single beds, they look like they're made for a guy about 4'8". Right. They're like so short.
Right.
And I have friends coming. They're volleyball families.
Yeah.
The parents are giants.
They wouldn't be comfortable.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. So you got to get a new bed there.
Yeah.
Get a new sleep number.
Need a bed that fits Bilal Coulibaly.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
I can't get him off
so
my
that's,
brain.
So that's this weekend?
Right now. I got Angel showing up at 8:30.
At 8:30. Right. But they're coming to town when? This weekend, right?
No, the
I'm guessing it's 12, Angel.
10 days. Oh. 11 days. What?
I'm guessing it's Angel.
He said Angel.
I know. It's Americanized.
What's wrong with that?
I can't. I'm only calling him what he told me.
Maybe it's a woman named Angel, like Angel Reese.
He said Angel.
Gotcha.
All right. Maybe it's Angel. I don't know. He's a super nice guy. If he does a good job, I might have some more.
Whatever his name is, he's doing the painting. You're not. That's the most important.
Yeah, I wanted to tell him to do the moving, too.
Well, that, sure. For a fee, I'm sure he'd do it.
Because we had to put all the stuff in the middle of the room.
Mm, yeah.
So they could put the thing over the thing.
The tarp or whatever.
Oh!
Yeah, but you know what?
I don't want to do anything.
At least you're not doing it.
Nuh-uh.
I had to do some of it, and I nicked the walls and get yelled at.
Mm.
I don't want to do
I helped my son paint his room a few years ago. I'll never paint the room again. I'd rather paint the room with a gunshot blast to my brain to the back of the room than open up a paint can ever again.
Well, you know what I dumbass? My dumbass thing, I know I gotta go to break, is she wants to just get rid of everything. And she said, this is what she told me.
Declutter?
She said, I want to get rid of everything and start over.
Oh.
And yeah. I went, cha-ching. What? So she's taking all these dressers. I go, woo! You can't just throw that away. Oh. I mean, I don't give a crap about it.
Well, hold on.
But that's
if she's going to, she's not going to throw dressers away.
I know what your wife does.
Yes.
And I said, no, you can't do that. That's like real wood. If it's from IKEA, throw it away. Right. If it's real wood, we can't just throw it away.
My wife will refinish, repaint it, and sell that blicky.
Yeah, right. That goes to his bottom line.
So
right.
Don't throw that away.
No, I put my foot down.
Yeah,
you have to.
If it's some crap from some terrible store, fine. But if it's real wood, can't throw it away. She knows she's making me do. Oh, God, last thing. She's making me get rid of my Sherwin Vegas speakers.
What do you mean?
College. I have had
them
30
years. Speaker nowadays that's more than
Sermon Vega.
That's bigger than this.
What do you have?
He's got big old speakers.
I've had these since I was 20 years old. I've had them 34 years. I keep them perfect.
Yeah.
They're in pristine condition,
right?
And they're heavy as F because they're not like current stuff. They're like well made. The bass make the whole an earthquake. It's like a 5-2 on a
like private parts light on the ground.
We're not getting rid of those.
No, I lost the battle.
Yeah. Of course he did. By the way, you can get as quality for like something like that big nowadays. You understand.
It's sentimental.
I get it. Take a picture of it.
It tugs at the heartstrings.
If anybody wants to buy them off me, you can call me.
Yeah. Right.
Damn it.
He lost his big, huge speakers.
She said they were just clutch.
I haven't heard the name Sermon Vega in 30 years.
Can I be honest with you? They weren't even plugged in.
Of course they weren't.
But I didn't want to get rid of them.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV.
So on Friday, before I played in the Cakes Classic at MGM, I moved my son in to the University of Maryland to his new apartment. Move-in day. So I had all these memories that flooded back to me from previous move-in days where everything's crazy. It's chaotic. It's usually hot because it's late August. It's hard to park. Like it's just you can't get a cart to move stuff. It's like impossible.
So beginning his sophomore year or junior year?
Junior year. Yeah.
Wow, time's flying.
So he's having a glow up accommodations wise because year one he lived in Hagerstown Hall, which is
meat and potatoes basic.
It's been there since the 60s, probably late 50s. No air conditioning. It's one of the few dorms still left on the Maryland campus with no air conditioning. That was his freshman year. Last year, he lived in Leonardtown, which you guys are familiar with. Valdez, I think, lived there, too.
I did.
It's like, it's part of the campus, but it's really not. It's detached. Like, you're back behind frat row. Like, it's, you're not even, like, really a part of the campus.
Was it old or new Leonardtown?
There's a difference?
Yeah.
I'm assuming old from the accommodations.
Was it brick or was it blue?
Oh, it's definitely brick.
Okay, yeah, those new.
That's considered new?
That's new Leonardtown.
Okay, anyway. So now he's living on South Campus Commons, which is right on campus, newer. But I'm still, like, bracing myself for chaos during move-in day. I was pleasantly surprised. Smoothest move-in experience I've ever experienced for any of my kids going into college. No lines. No waiting for a cart. No people on the elevators.
That's great.
It was like a ghost town. I couldn't believe my good fortune.
Oh. I think
it was unbelievable.
I think a lot of people are still traveling.
Maybe.
I know that my brother, I was in Summit, New Jersey, and he said that where he lives in Summit, New Jersey, he said it was a ghost town.
Right.
So because everybody's getting that last week of vacation in.
Maybe.
Now they don't start school, like the public schools don't start school there until after Labor Day.
But like the move-in window at College Park this fall is August 22nd through August 25th.
Yep.
It was right there in the middle of it.
And classes start today?
They start today.
Yeah.
I was expecting just an F-word of palooza. And I was in and out in 45 minutes.
What kind of poster situation?
That is awesome. Fantastic.
What kind of poster situation has your son had in the past? I think about the posters I put up
in
my room.
I don't know that he was a poster guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
His dad was a poster guy back in college.
Yeah.
You think I didn't have some Rat and some Motley Crue posters
It's so funny you mentioned
that. Crazy.
So, you know, I told you that we got people coming over. So my wife is like, we got to get rid of stuff.
Sure.
It's embarrassing. I finally gave her permission to get rid of my Bo Jackson. I've had it in the garage
for
20 years.
The one you had hanging at Norwich?
No, but you know how you would put a foam core on the back of it?
Sure.
So I felt it upgraded it a little bit. And it was the Bo Jackson one where he's got the shoulder pads.
Right.
Yep.
And maybe the baseball hat. The baseball bat behind.
Right. Yes.
And it just brought me back to a great time in my life.
Did you have it up? Was it on a wall?
It was in my garage. On its end.
I didn't even have it on a wall.
I could have hung it. No, I mean, it was a little nicked around the corners, but it just brought me back to a fond part time of my life.
Yeah.
Dude,
I finally gave her the nod. Yes, I said,
okay. It's time. It's finally time.
You can throw it away.
I mean, I had the cliche, my first ever dorm room. Well, I shared that dorm, so I don't remember if I had posters that first semester, but I had a room to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I locked out my sophomore year, and I had these two, I mean, just absurdly hot women on the posters in black and white, showing some underboob.
Right.
Determination. It said determination. Like, that was going to give me a determination to work out.
I think I do remember that.
Yeah, they're silly.
Leaves an impression on you.
It's seared into your brain.
I got today at 8:30. I got a guy, you know, so dumb. I got a guy coming over. We're painting a room. We're doing all the odds. He's fixing my fence.
We or he?
He, but I'm paying for it.
8:30. Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
So hired a handyman.
Hired a handyman. He's doing a bunch of handy dandy stuff. It's stuff that I could care less about. Like,
so you're finally getting that fence fixed. The tops. You're
finally getting the fence fixed.
Or did you? I thought you decided to take off all the
tops.
That's
what I was going to do, but it's going to work. So we did that. We're doing that. We're painting a perfectly good room. There's no reason for new paint.
Is it a guest room?
It's my son's old bedroom.
Okay.
Which two of my kids will never live at home ever again unless they, you know, come home for a week or two or a month or two or six months before they get married.
Like, but Dina wants to paint it.
She wants to paint it, you know, white.
Yeah.
When we moved into the house, it was in that era 18 years ago where paint colors were a thing. Now everyone just paints everything white. I'm moving furniture down the basement. I'm putting stuff in the garage. I'm nicking walls. I'm not good at it, Cakes. I told her it's the last couch I ever move because I got bitter.
Moving couches stinks.
It basically was a big-ass love seat, and I had to take it from the top floor all the way to the basement. Mm. She was yelling at me that I was nicking the walls. Well, it barely fit the friggin' stairway.
Right.
Like, I mean, sorry. Why are we moving it? We don't even need to move it.
It's an unnecessary move.
This is silly. Why?
She wants the house ready for your guests.
Yeah, not silly in a good way.
Yeah, like everything's fine. Yeah. Let's just, you know, clean up some stuff and vacuum.
Yeah.
Why do we have to redo the whole house? Huh? Can't hear you.
Now you have a bunch of bows there. Bow nicks.
So hold on. You got to do all this stuff just because you have guests like staying for like a week?
Yeah.
Got to make an impression.
For 3 days.
For 3 days? All of this for 3 days of guests?
Well, I mean, it's also probably something that in her mind we should have done 10 years ago. Do you understand? I don't know.
You didn't tell her that guests usually stay in something called a hotel?
Well, no, we invited them.
Airbnb?
We invited them. It's a nice thing. We invite them.
Air EB.
Yeah.
Airbnb.
We like that.
Case never has people over.
Never.
It's kind of.
Well, you never have guests come over and stay at the house? Family members?
I mean, family members? It's pretty rare. I can't recall.
I guess not.
I just can't recall it.
No, like Vinny and Joe, when they come and they sleep in Steven's old room.
My kids' friends will like crash in the basement, but like.
Yeah. Right. That's normal.
But I don't have to clean up for them.
No, but like. So we have
to move stuff around.
We have two families coming over, and one will stay in Meg's room. That's fine. Although it's kind of in transition. Steven's room is a forest fire. I mean, it's unbelievable what's in there. Just literally. And then he just has these nub single beds. So now I got to get a new bed. So now I'm getting new friggin' queen bed so that when guests come, you know, it's just.
So you're ordering a new queen bed for that room?
It's expensive.
It's just a lot of
the house is in transition. I remember
the house is in transition.
Like my mom's house.
Can we just say our house
once
is in transition?
Once the kids start getting out of the house, like. My mom's house transitioned my bedroom eventually, which for some reason I had two single beds in my bedroom. You remember that?
Sure.
Eventually it became a queen size bed so that my grandmother, when she came, could stay comfortably on that bed.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You slowly phase out the kids' rooms and they turn into guest rooms or whatever.
All his kid poster stuff kind of broke my heart a little bit
because
I still think of it as my son's room. But we're taking down.
He's a man. He don't need his kid stuff anymore.
Well, he'll probably never stay there anymore. Right. I mean, he lives in New York City right now.
My oldest son is 27. I guess at some point I'll take down like the football pennants that are in his room.
You're going to have to.
They're lining that's the first thing. Top of the,
we balled up a Wizards pennant yesterday.
Right. Oh,
she asked me for permission.
My heart.
You didn't find like nudie mags in his bedroom.
No. But my wife was brave. She was going through all his backpacks. I was like,
Oh yeah.
Who knows what's in there?
Not doing that.
Bro, I've been doing that moving for weeks. Moving stuff from the garage, moving stuff out, moving stuff from the garage up to the rooms, new beds.
I've
been
doing it in the garage.
New desk. I've been doing it for weeks.
Well, I don't do that stuff. I said,
it's a pain in the butt.
Put it in the garage and never look at it again. Who cares?
Yeah, but no, but it's kind of embarrassing if you have people come from out of town and they have to sleep in two single beds. That's kind of embarrassing.
I know, but for 3 days they can survive.
Yeah,
they can survive. It's just embarrassing.
The problem is that the single beds. I don't know anything about beds. I couldn't know less about them
except
other than
sleep number beds.
I like sleep number beds. It's the only bed I know anything about, but I don't know anything about single beds. And my son's single beds they look like they're made for a guy about 4'8".
Right.
They're like so short.
Right.
And I have friends coming. They're volleyball families.
Yeah.
The parents are giants.
They wouldn't be comfortable.
It's not going to work.
Yeah. So you got to get a new bed there.
Yeah.
Get a new sleep number.
Need a bed that fits Bilal Coulibaly.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
I can't get him off
so
my
brain.
So
that's this weekend?
Right now. I got Angel showing up at 8:30.
At 8:30. Right. But they're coming to town when? This weekend, right?
No, the...
I'm guessing it's
12,
on 10 hell.
Days. Oh. 11 days. What?
I'm guessing it's on hell.
He said Angel.
I know. It's Americanized.
What's wrong with
that? I can't. I'm only calling him what he told me.
Maybe it's a woman named Angel, like Angel Reese.
He said Angel.
Gotcha.
All right. Maybe it's Angel. I don't know. He's a super nice guy. If he does a good job, I might have some more.
Whatever his name is, he's doing the painting. You're not. That's the most important
thing. I wanted to tell him to do the moving, too.
Well, that, sure. For a fee, I'm sure he'd do it.
Because we had to put all the stuff in the middle of the room.
Mm, yeah.
So they could put the thing over the thing.
The tarp or whatever.
Oh! Yeah, but you know what?
I don't want to do anything.
At least you're not doing it.
Nuh-uh.
I had to do some of it, and I nicked the walls and get yelled at.
Hmm.
I don't want to do
I painted anything. My. I helped my son paint his room a few years ago. I'll never paint a room again. I'd rather paint the room with a gunshot blast to my brain to the back of the room than open up a paint can ever again.
Well, you know what I dumbass? My dumbass thing, I know I got to go to break, is she wants to just get rid of everything. And she said, this is what she told
Declutter.
Me. She said, I want to get rid of everything and start over.
Oh.
And yeah. I went,
cha-ching.
What? So she's taking all these dressers. I go, woo! You can't just throw that away. Oh. I mean, I don't give a crap about it.
Well, hold on.
But that's all.
If she's not going to throw dressers away.
I know what your wife does.
Yes.
And I said, no, you can't do that. That's like real wood. If it's from IKEA, throw it away. Right. If it's real wood, we can't just throw it away.
My wife will refinish, repaint it, and sell that Blicky.
Yeah,
right.
That goes to his bottom line.
So
right.
Don't throw that away.
No, I put my foot down.
Yeah,
you have to.
If it's some crap from some terrible store, fine. But if it's real wood, can't throw it away. She knows she's making me do. Oh, last thing. She's making me get rid of my Sherwin Vegas speakers.
What? What do
from
you mean?
College. I have had them 30 years.
Speaker nowadays that's
I mean,
more than
Sherwin Vega.
That's bigger no, than this.
What do you have? A
he's got big old
driveway?
Speakers.
I've had these since I was 20 years old. I've had them 34 years. I keep them perfect.
Yeah.
They're in pristine condition,
right?
And they're heavy as F because they're not like current stuff. They're like well made. The bass make the whole an earthquake. It's like a 5-2 on a
like private parts light on the ground.
We're not getting rid of those.
No, I lost the battle.
Yeah. Of course he did. By the way, you can get as quality for like something like that big nowadays.
You understand. It's sentimental.
I get it. Take a picture of it.
It tugs at the heartstrings.
If anybody wants take to buy a picture him off of me, you can call me. Yeah. Right. Damn it.
He lost his big, huge speakers.
She said they were just clutched.
I haven't heard the name Sherwin Vega in 30 years.
Can I be honest with you? They weren't even plugged in.
Of course they weren't.
But I didn't want to get rid of them.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.